cruel and degrading treatment at a Salvation Army home for unmarried mothers has been outlined to the inquiry into abuse in care. Andrew McRae filed this report in a warning some may find parts of this story distressing.
When Anne-Marie Shelley fell pregnant at 17, her parents kicked her out. Homeless and penniless, she ended up at Bethany, a Salvation Army home for unmarried mothers in Wellington. She was there in 1973, along with 16 others aged between 14 and 21.
I cannot adequately describe the atmosphere of desolation in that place and the piteous sound of so many of us crying quietly into our pillows at night.
They each received a weekly benefit of $25, with half going to Bethany. What little was left was usually spent on food to supplement what Anne-Marie describes as the slops they were given.
The food was scarce and atrocious. The milk was off, the butter was rancid. We often vomited after meals, but there was nothing we could do. None of us had anywhere else to go.
She depicts Bethany as a dilapidated Dickensian building riddled with fleas.
The fleas were in our pillows and the mattresses, and not even the toxic kerosene flea bombs the exterminators regularly put through the place could get rid of them.
She says the Salvation Army major in charge was constantly putting them down and in their place.
Made sure we never forgot that we were delinquents, deviants and sinners.
Mrs. Shelley says they were all made to do domestic work, no matter how advanced their pregnancy was or how they were feeling.
You still had to scrub floors on your hands and knees with a scrubbing brush, scrub the baths and toilets, do all the washing of the bed linen and the wringer washing machines, and hang the heavy sheets out on the lines. No matter how nauseated you were, you still had to do the cooking, do the pig buckets.
2 weeks after she had a baby boy, she was told to go into town to do an errand.
I rushed back to be in time for his afternoon feed, raced up the stairs to the nursery, but his bassinet was empty. The adoptive parents had come and taken him. He was gone.
She says she was dazed and in complete shock.
I couldn't believe any human being could be as cruel as the staff who sent me uptown, knowing I was coming back to nothing. I hadn't even said goodbye to him. I had no photo of him, no last cuddle, no last kiss. No last touch of him. No last smell of him.
Ms. Shelley says social workers had lied to her, telling her she had to give up her baby because there was no financial support available for single mothers. Later she found out this was a lie, as the newly brought in domestic purposes benefit meant she would have qualified for a range of assistance. For Checkpoint, Cor Andrew McRae, 10A.